Okay, Houston 15.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, troop pressure integrity check is okay. The flow is about 0.3 or 0.4, and we're proceeding into the setup for the sim bay door jettison, and we'll give you a call when we get everything ready before we blow it.
Roger, Dave. Sounds good.
Houston is 15. We're ready to turn pan camera power on if you are.
Roger, Jim. Go ahead.
Okay, it's coming on now.
Houston 15. Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Jim, we're not sure that the cameras are running properly. We want you to check the two SEB circuit breakers on panel 5 in and confirm for us that you got the right talk back when you turned them on.
The two circuit breakers on panel 5 are in. Stand by. Joe, there's no talkback called out here on the pan camera, power on.
Roger, we copy. Jim, apparently, when you turn the power on, you should get about 2 seconds of barber pole and then back to gray. It may very well have happened, and you just didn't notice it.
Okay, stand by. Houston, this is 15. Do you want us to turn the pan camera power on again and check that talkback a little more carefully?
Jim, that sounds like a good idea to us. Would you turn the pan camera power off, wait 30 seconds, and then go back on watching the barber pole indication, please?
Okay, that didn't work. Houston, this is 15.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, we have the SIM-AC power off down on 180 per the T-40 checklist. Should we put that power on?
Jim, that's a firm. That power should be on, and that's probably our problem. Thank you.
Control. The SIM door jettison has been delayed momentarily until the switches are in the proper position, getting power to the SIM cameras down in the SIM bay. It's not a time-critical event.
Houston, the SIM-AC power is on and the pan camera is coming back to power at this time.
Roger.
And we got a barber pole for 2 seconds.
Roger, as advertised. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, I guess that's a spot in the cleanup of P-40 that didn't get carried over to the flight plan.
We concur. 15, verify map camera standby, please.
Standby. Okay, mapping camera going standby.
Roger.
The mapping camera is in standby now, but required a change. Houston 15, do you want the mapping camera in standby for the door jet?
That's affirm 15, map camera standby.
Okay. Houston, would you like the SIM sector AC power off for the SIM door jettison?
That's right, Jim. Per the checklist, the first one in step 4.
Okay, we just wanted to confirm it.
Roger, sounds like a good idea. I think we have a bug or two in this procedure. Apollo 15, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, Dave. We're ready for pan camera power to boost on your step 2 there. You are go for SIM door jettison, and we want you to watch the fuel cell reactant valves after the jettison. Per the checklist, just a reminder of that. Over.
Okay, understand. And we are in boost, and we'll give you a mark when we blow the door.
Roger, and we'll be standing by for a description.
Roger. Houston 15, SIM door jet, 3, 2, 1, mark. Felt a little shudder, but not too much.
This is Apollo Control. We marked the time of actual SIM door jettison at 74 hours, 6 minutes, 47 seconds. rejoining live air to ground.
Okay, Houston, we have negative visual on the SIM door as of yet, and the fuel cells look okay. The RCS Bravo primary talkback went to barber pole and it's reset, and otherwise, no reaction in here.
Roger, Dave, we copy, and we assume you didn't notice any debris of any kind either.
Nothing in particular, Joe, and Jim's got a visual now. Houston, Jim's got it out his window and he's taking pictures and he says it's slowly tumbling.
Roger. And 15, just out of interest, we saw a good healthy jolt in our Doppler data down here during jet time.
See, that's very interesting because I would say that the jolt in here was very minor. Houston 15, I guess the consensus would say that the shock was about one-tenth of the other pyros we've seen up to this point.
Roger, Dave, we copy. Can you still see the world's largest lens cap out the window?
We'll check.